Charles Pierce, the psychologist, writes, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, towards our elected officials, towards his parents, towards belief in a supernatural being, towards the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make these sick children well, creating the international child of the future." These kids are sick. Why are they sick? They love Jesus and they love mom and dad and they love their country. So drive it out of them. You see, following what's happening? By the way, I grew up in America saying the Pledge of Allegiance. You want to hear the new one? "I pledge allegiance to the flag and my constitutional rights from which it comes, and to diversity in which our nation stands, one nation, part of one planet, with liberty, freedom, and justice for all." I don't recall that growing up. That's in Colorado school districts right there. By the way, it says our rights come from the Constitution. No, they don't. Our Declaration of Independence sources our rights in God. You know why that's important? Obama can't take them away, because Obama never gave them. They came from God. But see, we're losing our concept of immutable rights as God-given. Multiculturalism is another trend that's, I believe, largely setting the stage for world government. Our president says, "I believe in American exceptionalism, just as the way I believe that Brits believe in British exceptionalism and Greeks believe in Greek exceptionalism." Now, I realize I'm in Australia and I'm speaking from the point of view of an American. Some of you may agree with this. Some of you may not. We can still be friends at the end of the day. But we Americans have a belief in what's called American exceptionalism. We believe that America is special. We believe that America has given more people more political and economic freedom than any other country in the history of man. We believe that America has done more to support the cause of missions than every other country. Not that other nations can't be proud of their countries, but we as Americans have this deep-seated belief. Our own president is saying it's wrong to think that way, because he's a globalist. In globalist thinking, you bring individual countries down and you replace them with a world paradigm, you see. This is the founder of the World Health Organization. He says, "To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family, tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." By the way, in globalist thinking, your kids don't belong to you. This is Melissa Paris-Harry of MSNBC. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private notion that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. That's not what I read in Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7. What I read is parents have authority over children and are to teach their children in the things of God. Globalists say, no, those kids belong to us. Another trend sort of setting the stage for world government is management by crisis. You have to convince people of a crisis of some kind. And if you get them to buy into a crisis, what will they accept? A surrender to government to solve the crisis for them. Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff, says this, "You never let a serious crisis go to waste." And what I mean by that is it's an opportunity to do things you could not do before. So what is the UN doing? It's hosting conferences one after the other all over the world. One crisis after another. I call it the Chicken Little syndrome. The sky is falling. The Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro to protect the environment. Human Rights Conference in Vienna to protect human rights. Population Conference in Cairo to prevent starvation and poverty. Women's Conference in Beijing to protect women's rights. Habitat Conference in Istanbul to provide global housing. You notice they don't call it global warming anymore? They call it climate change. That's a larger umbrella category, isn't it? Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen 2009 to implement climate change policy. Am I against protecting the environment? No. I think it's a gift from God that we could be good stewards of. What I'm saying is these crises are hyped to a level beyond what the facts dictate. And the carrot that's always dangled in front of everybody as the solution is always one world government. See? John Kerry says, when I think about the array of global threats, terrorism, epidemics, poverty, the proliferation of mass destructions, all challenges that know no borders, the reality is that climate change ranks up there with every one of them. Wow. So we see this bewildering, it's like alphabet soup, global bureaucracies coming into place and treaties. These are all transnational. They're not accountable to any one nation. But they're designed to regulate and control things globally to protect us from a crisis. Another trend that's setting the stage for world government is the Gaia hypothesis. Has anybody heard of this? The Gaia hypothesis? The Gaia hypothesis is the idea that the Earth is a living, breathing, thinking entity. And we must be nice to the Earth, or the Earth will rebel against us through tsunamis, earthquakes, that sort of thing. So you hear language like the Earth has a fever. You know, Paul in Romans 1 talked about pagans worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. That's what Gaia is, Mother Earth theology. The Earth is our mother. According to the Gaia hypothesis, we are parts of a greater whole. If we endanger her, she will dispense with us in the interest of a higher value. That is life itself. Gaia is Mother Earth. Gaia is immortal. She is the eternal source of life. She does not need to reproduce herself as she is immortal. She is certainly the mother of us all, including Jesus. Gaia is not a tolerant mother. She is rigid and inflexible and ruthless in the destruction of whoever transgresses. Danny Glover, the actor, says this, "What happened in Haiti could happen anywhere in the Caribbean." He's talking about the Haiti earthquake, you recall, of 2010. "Because all these nations are in peril because of global warming. We see what we did at the climate summit in Copenhagen back in 2009, and this is the response. This is what happens." And what he's saying is because we didn't treat the Earth right in Copenhagen at that summit, the Earth retaliated through the earthquake. Al Gore, our former vice president, said we must make the rescue of the environment the central organizing principle of civilization. See, if you buy into this idea that the Earth is a living, breathing entity, and it will react against us based on how we treat it, then virtually everything we do can come under global control. Because everything we do is related to the environment, isn't it? The hairspray we use, the car we drive, how far we drive. And globalists admit this. They say, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea of pollution. The threat of global warming and water shortages and famines and the like to fit the bill. Very quickly, another trend is the marginalization of the United States Constitution. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "In questions of power then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but let him be chained down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution." The Constitution restricts man's power as governor. So what do we have today? A trashing of the United States Constitution. This individual says we don't even know what the Constitution says. Ezra Klein says the issue with the Constitution is that the text is confusing because it was written more than 100 years ago. And people believe that it differs from person to person depending on what they want to get done. Our president calls the Constitution a deeply flawed document. Our president says, if Congress won't soon protect future generations, I will. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. What he's saying is, if they won't do what I say, I will take things into my own hands. Isn't that how dictators talk?